Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We're calling you bluff. And when it comes to
West,
just be me and you. Tell me, you know I want you. Tell me how you feel.
No lies, shawty, I've been checking for you for a minute. You play your cards right, I may let you slide in it. You know that goddess is like the Genesis, and it's just beginning. I bet you when you feel it, it be a real feeling, that sexual healing. But since we in this club, my nigga, what you tipping? I know you see me stripping, just keep them dollars slipping. This space age pimping ain't never been done before. No whale coming through the door. They hear him out to get it, gotta let them know. Criticize the game, how you criticize the hoe? That money come, you already know she gotta go.
Would you kill for me?
Jacking on my flow. Reppin' Jackson like Michael. That GTA on the Bible. They talking libel. Tell me why they talking libel. But back to you cashing out on this ass. I'm the first, but all my life I came last. Yeah, I'm shaking, but I ain't salty. Hand me downs as a kid, how you gonna fault me? If I'm on this pole, take that money off hold. We all gonna get old. What you coming here for?
What you coming here for?
What you coming here for? What you coming here for?
New day, new age.
This shit together with Gator gone.
Come here, you little black bitch. But your ass belongs to me. I tell you what you can and can't do with it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I didn't say I was leaving.
Shut up! Now all you whores, sit down. I want to talk to you. Anybody thinking about leaving here is going to find my left foot square up their ass. Do you understand it?
Got it!
Shut up, you junkie whore! I'm talking to you.
No way,
those two bitches that left,
They better learn to sell pussy in Iceland, because if I ever see them again, I'm gonna clear their fucking throat.
I've been getting to the bread, rolling up the dough. Not scared if a red, keep it on the low. I ain't heard what a bitch said, let a nigga know. In the mouth of bed, getting head, you a dead hoe. If the combo ain't about a check, what you talking for? You get no wrong face, I got some shooters and they aiming at your neck, boy. Like the hoopers on the NY Nets, boy. Every bet never lose.
When I call you, I want you to come out there and shake your asses proper. You hear? Huh? Now get out there and make it look good. And okay, I'll take that fucking jacket off. Move it.
Got it, the name. Got I can it. Never be a lame. I just want the money, let these bitches try to fame. I've been winning since the beginning, I ain't got a plan. Got it, the name. Nah, we are not the same.
Trying to get a sack. Home invasions, duct tape, ski mask. Cold case, new stakes, cut crack. Send shots, little niggas double back. Blow out this scenery from a screen pad. This shit is real in my section, ain't no looking back. Turn face, turn ghost, niggas turn rap. Niggas turn states, paperwork to fabricate. Realest nigga alive in my granny eyes. If I die like Tupac, would it leave my loved ones traumatized?
Yeah, everything works. Everything spit that lava. Yeah, everything. I spit lava, you ain't gotta hype it. It's all in my brain, I ain't gotta type it. Everything wet, fuck everything else. Do this shit to death, run these streets by myself. Sick any train robber, OE zipper. Old niggas still got hoes on the zipper. I'm off my meds, got the doc looking for me. But I'm back on the block, getting money with the homies. I can't change, won't change, still getting bread. In the back of the lack, niggas still getting head. I can switch teams like LeBron and still getting red. You can do what you want to when you move like the king. What's wrong with me? Throw them dubs in the air. That's how it go down when it's bud in the air. It's enough to go round, cause it's love in here. But if you niggas act up, I dump slugs in here. Everything west, nigga, we ride it. We do this shit to death, nigga, we ride it. Fuck with true west, nigga, we ride it. Fuck everything else, nigga, we ride it. Everything west, nigga, we ride it. We do this shit to death, nigga, we ride it. I fuck with true west, nigga, we ride it. Fuck everything else, nigga, we ride it. No horses or anything with wheels. Ride no niggas who think they got skills or got kills. Assassins in my squad. Lyrical terror, a smoke from the raw. 6 million ways, you know the rest of the phrase. Choose one, we make it count when it pays. Who stays, who go, who high, who froze. Y'all know the business and everybody knows. True West, that's what I'm yelling, no secret. Every single day I yell at frequent. That's what I love, like my neck so fly. I'ma ride with my crew till the day that I die. Some defect, but I'm staying right here. Hands on knowledge and a hand on the beer. Disrespect the truth, I think that you minor. You are what you are, but what you not is a rider. Everything West, nigga, we ride it. We do this shit to death, nigga, we ride it. Fuck with True West, nigga, we ride it. Fuck everything else, nigga, we ride it. Everything west, nigga, we ride it. We do this shit to death, nigga, we ride it. I fuck with true west, nigga, we ride it. Fuck everything else, nigga, we ride it.
Tell me, man, any nigga that ever looked at me wrong, owes me money, or ever said any jealous bullshit about me is fucking dead.
Shop.spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. Shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, hey, why when you can, when you when can, you bat, can it up, bat 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 it up. Bat it up.
Yeah, yeah. True West Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah. Hip hop.
Let's go. Turn up your
crowd. Lamborghini Mercy.
For hip hop live.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio.
Let's get them.
To us, Radio, what the fuck is up? Can you scratch us up in the building? You know, I always try to get a little different. You know, fucking with y'all motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get this radio personality thing down pat. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good. Hold on. Let me see. Hold on. Let me see if my sound effects are gonna work tonight. I think they are. First of all, we got my man, Mr. Edward, because he always everywhere. Let's see if we can get
what's
with him.
What's going on, Scratch and everybody in the building?
I'm trying to get your clap on, but I guess the claps ain't working. I ain't trying to give y'all no claps, but I'm trying to give y'all some claps. Hello. Let me see if it's something going on, man. My sound effects, they be tripping. They be on, then they be up. All right, we got JoJo Loco, 2West Entertainment up in the building.
Let's go with it. 2West is motherfucker.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? My son, he around somewhere, but, you know, we're going to wait a little while, and then we're going to throw him in, you know what I'm saying? But my son, Ed Gates, is in the building. I ain't get ready to throw him in right now because, you know, he don't want me to throw him in the building just yet. I'm trying to see why my goddamn, why my shit ain't working. I'm supposed to be giving y'all claps. Oh well, fuck. Yeah, I have to start the whole thing over. But anyway, what's going on, y'all, man?
Yeah, you got the best hand.
Gee, no, I know. Nigga, it's 107 out here, so, nigga, I wasn't worth shit. 107.
It's about 130, man.
I know you
about 30 hot, goddamn,
with
Lakers, man.
Don't put the Lakers up in this conversation. I ain't saying nothing about it. Now, tomorrow, I think they play tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? So we going to find out what's going to happen tomorrow. But, man, don't be talking about no Lakers, bro. That's not feasible. You a Laker fan?
No, I'm a LeBron fan, but I'm not a Lakers fan.
Well, what fan are you? Rocket Roots,
that's why me, you know, I grew up watching the Kings when they first came to Sacramento, but I'm Miami Heat.
They went fishing, so you know what I'm saying.
Well, hell, y'all on Gilligan's Island right now. Y'all probably been on a 3-hour cruise.
But, well, I'm gonna tell you one thing. You can't talk about somebody's team that already done left the goddamn playoff. Y'all motherfuckers is gone already.
Y'all standing on Gilligan's Island with the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah. But look, they already, y'all people already in the boat, nigga. They already fishing. You know what I'm saying? Still got a chance. Y'all ain't got no chance. Y'all done. Bye-bye. Because I'm saying bye-bye. Oh, bye.
Okay, so who all in the playoffs anyway? Because I don't follow basketball, so I don't know. None of that shit.
Well, nigga, Google it since you don't watch basketball. Nigga, I ain't going to tell you. Nigga, I'm a basketball fan. Now, let's see. We got
Sweet Pea on
I'll go to the game and watch it and all that, but you know what I mean? I can care less about having a team.
Truthfully. Yeah. Nigga,
Sweet
Pea, y'all, I don't know. Let me see. I'm trying to see right now. Hopefully my goddamn mouse will start working right. Oh, shit. Well, that's something, boy. I see him. Here you go, Sweet Pea.
Goddamn, I was about to hang up.
No, don't hang up. I'm reaching for you. I'm trying to find out about that Jay Prince situation, Sweet Pea. You know, they killed his nigga down
there. He had you on hold, like, in vote.
What happened?
Hold on!
They killed Jay Prince's nephew this week. He put the word out. He said, we're not waiting on the police.
I'm thinking about the, you say your boy is 202? 202, welcome to True West Radio. This is King Scratch, and you are Jay. Jay Allen? Jay, what up, man? Hello?
Boy,
huh?
202, who talking to 202?
202, he ain't saying nothing. He must have had to go to the bathroom or something.
Go look out, though. Why did they shoot the man in his heart? What did he do wrong?
Well, shit, we can watch.
What about the Clippers?
You ready to get on?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah. All right, look, check this out, man. Without further ado, man, I'm going to introduce my son because we're going to give him some love tonight, you know what I'm saying? We couldn't make no video or no nothing, but my son is on LJ. I can't get no claps in this motherfucker. But anyway, LJ is in the building. What's happening, son?
Yo, what's going on, y'all?
Hey, how you been doing?
I've been good.
I ain't heard from you in a minute. I still be listening to your music.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, my name is Sweet Pea from the old shows.
Yeah, now I remember you. I remember you. I appreciate that.
All them whack ass songs that he did.
Nigga.
Yeah, man, I'm happy to be on once again, man. Happy to talk to y'all again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's crazy because, you know, we're in the same building. He just walked outside. He walked into 107. I'm in there with the goddamn the air out.
No, I talked today.
No, but man, son, I'm glad you calling in. You know what I'm saying? We got a couple of new joints that you got. I mean, you know, who inspired you?
You know what?
Who inspired you?
You already know who inspired you. Come on. Yeah, he's just saying that because I did an interview with that. I shouted him out.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Okay, this is what it is. All y'all ask them questions. I ain't going to ask them shit.
Oh, that was a question?
Ask you, what you been up to?
Yeah.
Are you still doing production or are you just doing the music side of it?
I'm doing a little bit of both. I'm trying to like balance the scales out. I don't want to leave one out from the other. So right now it's just me leveling out, you know, my craft as well as squeezing in, you know, the business side of the music game as well.
Yeah, I can't ask him no questions because I know the answer to every question I'm going to answer.
I'm gonna ask.
Yes.
How long you been rapping?
Oh man, since I was like 8 years old.
Oh shoot.
Yes, I was about 8 years old.
What? How long did it take for me to record you? Like 10 more years?
What, 16, 18? Yeah, 10 more years than that.
I wouldn't record them. Like, you gotta come up with the bomb and soul, son. And I was like, that ain't it. He was so frustrated. I think the first song we recorded, I think he was 16. 16 to 17.
What? Sorry,
what? Yeah. Any case, I can't ask no questions, so that's on y'all, because we get ready to get into, he got a couple of cool joints that he done brought to the table, you know what I'm saying, that we haven't heard on True West Radio, so we can do some questions. We can get into the song. They
I do
good.
Have a question, actually. I have a serious question. Because a lot
what's
of younger that? People are starting to listen. You know, rapping for beats and that kind of thing, it's a real business. So since you do beats too, how you protect yourself, like from getting your beat taken?
Well, you know, when it comes to beats, it's all about having your tag on the beat. Like, it's like writing your name after you've done your work. You know what I mean? So you can't necessarily get robbed for a beat. You can, but you can't, because either way it go, good pub is, you know what I'm saying, bad pub, either way it go, you're still getting pub. So you can't necessarily say your beat got stolen unless somebody big take your beat and then just come out with it and don't pay you. But either way it go, you're still going to get some kind of backlash, either good, no matter what, because your tag is going off in the beat. So either way it go, you're still going to win. You got the right people behind you, and you know what I mean? So it's like a win-win.
Okay. Because I knew what you do about, like, as far as the rapping and stuff, because, you know, I do creepy stuff. I know how to go about that, but I knew it was a little bit different from production. But I do know also that a producer can see your page, because we can mixtape things that Chris have done where they like the song enough that when you go look him up on YouTube, it's the right credits are there because he entered it in the correct way. So I know that if they like your stuff, they'll leave it up there too, because they are still getting paid for it. And that's why I asked.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they'll give you credit, you know what I mean, no matter what. You know, even if they don't, like I said, the tag is in there, and they're going to be looking for that person who made that beat, especially if it's one of those great beats, you know, one of those great songs, great records.
Yeah.
So,
well,
yeah.
Great friend of mine. What happens if you don't put a tag on the beat?
Then you probably get lost in the system some damn way.
Well, he right, or maybe not.
I mean, yeah, because you know it's like no face, no case.
Hey, but the whole thing about it is, if you make it and you copyright it, that means you ain't got to worry about putting a tag on it.
I mean, yeah, of course.
You know what I mean? No, but, you know, I mean, I'm going to tell you guys, man, and I'm not saying this because it's my son, bro, but I'm so proud of him. You know what I'm saying? As far as, like, he went from wanting to rap to being a rapper. Now he's a producer, and I'm pretty sure he's getting ready to go into a whole lot of maybe things, but I am so proud of my son, you know what I'm saying? I'm an old man, so my son is 34, and I'm older than that. But I'm really proud of you, son, man. We got so many, man, I'm telling you, we rapped together
appreciate it,
for...
Appreciate it.
Hey, we gotta have Big E as the oldest brain that we. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah, that's what you gotta tell them.
That's what I'm saying. They be like, y'all got some big ears. We gotta hold that big brain.
And I like what you said about the name tag.
The cool part about it is, you don't even use the whole big ass brain. You just use a little motherfucking corner.
Well, exactly. It's not the whole brain. I could probably move some shit with this big ass head I got. I could probably move some cars and shit.
That's what I want to do. I want to move some cars. I'll be like, move out the way. Just throw that motherfucker down the block type of shit.
I might can do that shit because y'all know I'm left-handed. So I'm using both sides of my brain at the same time is what they say.
I'm left-handed.
And that must be why motherfuckers can't get up. For real?
Yeah, I'm left-handed.
So you already know how I be thinking them double thoughts. Like, yeah, I want to do this, but that's it. No, I want to do it.
So if you answer that trick and you use your right hand left, what that mean?
I'm ambidextrous. I write with my right hand, but I throw with my left hand.
Like, I can write with both of my hands, but I throw with my right. But I can shoot basketball with my left.
That's cool.
I taught myself to write with both hands, but I write very slow with the right hand. But now at my age, it almost looks like when I write with the left hand.
It's hard to write with my left. I can write slowly with my left hand, but my right is my dominant hand.
I hear you. Check this out, man. What we getting ready to do, we're going to have to jump into a couple of songs, son.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see what we get ready to play first. This is what we gonna do. We get ready to jump in to a couple of my son's songs, man. Some stuff that I'm real proud about. I think the first thing we gonna do is we gonna do Big Body Ben. So bring on Big Body Ben.
All right. Yeah. Well, this song is called Big Body Ben. It's gonna be off my my project coming up called No Cloud 2. So yeah, I hope y'all enjoy it. And here it goes.
Hold on, wait a minute. Over the top, because you sounded like you real nervous, like you never did this before. This is unacceptable.
Nah. I've done this 100 times, but look, it's a new song, you know what I'm saying? You know that, it's like that feeling when you putting out some new shit, and it's like, you know, you proud, but you know, you just waiting for the response. That's all, it's just that little feeling.
Okay, well maybe it'll be more turned up on us. So this is my son, man.
I love all my songs, bro. It's just that feeling, like, you know what I'm saying, enjoy it, you know what I'm saying. Let me know what y'all think after the track and we'll go into the other one.
Okay, that's what we gonna do. Love you, son, boy. Here we go, man. Big Body Ben, let's go. Ill Gang. Hey, look, if y'all want to hit us up, 323-642-1597. We up in this motherfucker, True West, Ill Gay, and all y'all other motherfuckers. What's that? Mr. Edward. You know what I'm saying? Sweetie! Hey, A6, you know what I'm saying? And JoJo Loco, nigga, True West. Had it. Let's go. We gotta find out. Hopefully, I don't hit the wrong song. Big Body Ben, let's go.
Yeah. Right. Big Body Ben's on mine. Vibes like a rider. I just wanna take a drive.
Yeah.
You've been in your bag all your life. Niggas on the curb. I just wanna own a ride.
Yeah.
All about your goals, you ain't worried about the trifling. They ain't been the smoke, cause you like the things that's finer. Pose like centerfold, tattoo in them clothes and hide him.
bottles filled. Trips and thrills, pistol ain't a penny. You ain't worried about them dollar bills. Always keep it real, even if it hit for real. They tryna stop the kid, like an after morning pill. Drive. You been in your bag all your life. Niggas on the curb, I just wanna own a ride. Yeah, so lock in. You ain't got no problem, cause you cut them when they walk in. Fall up in that pussy, all you seeing is a Sharks fan. Know you got that water, slip and sliding on some 90 shit. Damn, I love your energy, don't tempt me with a wedding ring. Cause I go the distance for my district like I'm Everdeen. Ooh, you so voluptuous, I eat you like an entree. I care what the world say, I fuck with you the long way. Big body bends on mine, vibes like a rider, I just wanna take a drive.
Gates and you rocking with King Scratch on West Coast Wednesdays. Let's get it.
Yeah, what it do, West Coast? It's the old man Loaf. You're now listening to True West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet.
What up, everybody? You rockin' live. King Scratch. DJ Hell Love. I'm your boy, the Federal Coach with True West Radio. What up, Gold Miner Records? Southside Live Click. Representing all the way from the dirty side, baby. We in the building.
Who else ready? We back in the building. What up, baby? Where you going, baby?
Okay.
My wife is going to tell me, and I just had to see what's going on. That's my girl. You know, I love her to death. True West Radio, we back up in the building, man. Hold on, let me see. Let me get everybody up there. Let me get everybody up there. Mr. Everywhere. Mr. Everywhere.
Yo.
Jojo Loco. I told you, why this motherfucker, the sound machine don't go off when I want it to? My son, Leo Gates, he's somewhere around this joint. You know what I'm saying? Sweet pea! Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can hold that shit a long time.
What
nigga ain't stick?
What's that?
Jay is jumping in, but he ain't saying nothing, but it's all good. My son's manager. I believe.
My manager. I don't know. It'd be bad service in the last time.
No, he here. We just don't want to talk.
Yo, I'm supposed to be saying something?
Yeah, you're supposed to be saying something, man.
What's up? I'm here. What's up?
Goddamn, man, I was trying to bring you in like 13 times.
Hey, bro, I was just listening in, bro. I was listening in and texting you while and sending my song request, bro. My bad, sir.
Don't serve me and thank you.
Yeah, don't serve me. Got it.
I mean, it feel, when I get that sir, it feel like, it's like I'm like on some 70-year-old shit.
Nah, it's just a respect thing, man. I'm from the South, I'm from Mississippi, man, so, you know.
Oh, yeah. I understand that, man. I take it sometimes, and I'll be like, damn.
Cam, Crash is toxic. He be like, say what you got to say, sweet pea. Cuss, goddammit.
But look, we family, so we just say what the hell we gonna say, you know what I mean? And then, Jay, welcome to the family, man, to West Radio, man. This is what we do.
I appreciate you.
Let's start the show tonight, my son. With all this whack ass music.
There he goes with that haterism again.
He knows this shit is banging. That's why he hates.
Yeah.
He always mad. Always mad at the next man. Why?
Hold on. Let me say this. It ain't no way on God's green planet my son is going to be whack. Never. How the fuck I know? Because, nigga, I'm his daddy.
That's fact.
Okay, y'all got two different brain cells running on two different heads on two different shoulders.
Call me when your cells get tight.
Call me when your daughter gets tight.
Okay, I call me like 9 years later, nigga. What'd that be like, 2030? So, nigga, call me then and let me know. Nigga, my daughter is tight. My granddaughter is tight. My motherfucking nigga, we got a squad. We got a whole basketball league over here. So, don't be trying to front, nigga, because nigga, we go up, nigga. What you want to do? Get your kids against mine.
Well,
that wouldn't be fair.
I got
Get your kids, get by. What's that? I got a center. I got a center. I got
my
a power forward. Huh?
I got a linebacker when he get there.
Yep. Yep. The... Huh? Yeah, well, shit, nigga, I'm guessing. This is what I'm going to do, man. We can like jump into this next song. What's that damn next song? With my son on there, man. Cause what I'm going to do is I'll get back to you with all your shenanigans and all that. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. This is fucked up. I hate have to find these fucking songs. But we about to get right to the other song. Well, hold on. All right, we'll bring that shit in. Here we go.
Yo, yo. All right, this next song is Sniff Slip. It's going to be off my project, No Fly Tool, as well. So, yeah, y'all check it out. You know what I'm saying? Y'all enjoy it. Then I got one more for y'all, and I'll be out of y'all here. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Play that shit, Pop.
That nigga say Nip Slip.
I see
your titty. Let's go. Nip Slip.
Yeah. 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 GG, we be on a tip. Our shit, bitch, that slit. Natty on a dick, make a Nip Slip. I go back to my old hoes. Lighting up this back as soon as I open my old hoes. Bitch, I'm in my own zone. Stay up on my old zone. Yeah. We can fuck for one night, take that flight, and that is that. We can do whatever you wanna do, no strings attached. But no one won't believe you when you say you hear the name. See, we be on a tip, our shit, bitch, that slit. Daddy on a dick, make a nip slip. Take trips all around the world, we ain't seen shit. Super raw, rolling through the city and they thinking I'm a superstar. Bitches text the titty, man, I just don't know who to call. Got so many players, man, I just don't know who to start. Yeah. Know a couple of things with big names and some nameless. They just all the same, they just wanna be the favorite. I'm focused on the Franklins, the gang shit. GG, we be on a tip, our shit is that slit. Natty on a dick, make a nest slit.
Part 2, part 3, part 4. Gotta make mixtapes, can't sell them in the store. Damn, I can't take it no more. Not saying no names, but
Some niggas made my brain sore. Repetition, that means over and over again. Some of y'all didn't finish grade 10. So I gotta break it down for the stupid old niggas selling out just to be a gang of industry hoes. Reality fool, they're not gonna pay you. They just might play it. In the end, nigga, no paper. Wasting time trying to sound like the artist on the radio. Listen to this crash down, here we go. A lot of times I wanna have a fit. We do everything, but I live for this true quest shit.
Ain't no placebo in your syndrome. Niggas coming through with these whack ass rap songs. Went from chucks to bands on your soul. Young ass guppy, stop trying to break the mold. Coming through in your skinny jeans. Tattoo kids trying to look all mean, huh? Well, here's the thing, yo, hopped and went pop. It ain't hip, so nigga, once you stop. Backpack with the wax track, to the side on the fly, nigga, this that true West shit, huh? Fuck radio, they wanna pay to play. Never play gangsta rap shit anyway. Fuck the club, a nigga don't wanna dance. Just wanna throw the dubs up with my hands, huh? You niggas on that Fruity Loop shit. We do everything, but I live for this true West shit.
Columbine,
dollar sign, dollar dollar sign, dollar sign, dollar dollar sign, dollar sign, dollar sign, attack a dollar sign, dollar sign, dollar dollar sign.
West sir, this is Ill Gates and you rocking with King Scratch on West Coast Wednesdays. Let's get it.
Yeah, what it do, West Coast? It's the old man Loaf. You are now listening to West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet.
Wait a minute, bitch. True West Radio's on.
True West Radio. King Scratch. DJ Hevlove. My girl Sweet Pea. What's up, baby?
Yeah. My nigga JoJo.
JoJo,
what it do, my
nigga? Oh. This is True West Radio. It's the hip-hop scene. We don't play none of that.
None of that sauce.
None of that.
None of that
play-doh.
Play-doh.
Yeah. Oh. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. It's time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. Listening to Have Love, bass bumping, blunt burning. JoJo talking gangster shit. King Scratch got the tables turning. Sweet Pea with that sweet voice. Mike Byer, Rolls Royce. Mainstream, yeah, fuck them. True West Radio is my choice. Reality and some real talk. No censors, nigga, call up. You got bars, you unsigned. Need high gear, call us. We keep you straight from 6 to 8. It's all love, no room for hate. Hip-hop singing is our thing. It's real, nigga, no room for fake. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go.
Lamborghini Mercy. Yo,
the hip-hop list. You ready, homie? Hip-hop.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The La Home Implies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio, we back, man. You know what I'm saying? West Coast Wednesday. Along with my man, Mr. Everywhere, JoJo Loco, my son, hold on, I'm waiting for him to get in the car. Sweet Pea! we got 86 up in here, I got my boy Jay up in here, you know what I'm saying?
What they doing down there in Florida? Got a 14-year-old girl and a 12-year-old boy shooting a chopper at the police.
In the shotgun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All this wild shit happened in L.A. Y'all got that shit cracking down there, too.
Yeah, Florida's tripping, man. Yeah. They had to shoot out at that record release party or something in Miami. You know, wow. Boy.
Well, you know, it's crazy because, you know, you got, I don't know, it seems like everybody is just losing their fucking mind. Like yesterday, they had this cat, I guess he worked at the fire department. He went there, wet a couple of people, left, went back home, burnt his house down and killed himself.
Man, me and Mr. Everywhere lost our God brother yesterday where they got him on a ventilator or whatever, but man, he did. That's why I said I want to give a shout out, you know, rest in peace to Jeffy. That we known him since before he was born, you know what I'm saying? And I don't want to make nobody's spirit sad or nothing, but man, you know, we dealing with a tough time right now. They say that the planet, that retrograde or whatever going on with the planets, and it probably something to it because it's too ironic with all this stupid stuff going on, man.
Well, man, like I say, man, I was telling, man, sorry for y'all loss, man. You know, it's hard for people. Everybody's individual psyche is like so fucked up. One of my boys, man, he just, that motherfucker walked outside and just blasted himself. And we don't know if it got something to do with the pandemic or if it got something to do with just, everybody got issues. But at the same time, everybody got a gun.
Yeah, but I know, man. But doggone it, I'm just saying, like, I feel like I done been through a lot, and the only thing is, shoot, you got it, you know what I'm saying? If we got purpose, our life got some type of purpose in the things that get us, they say the idle mind is the devil's workshop, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's when they pry in there and catch you when you're sad and down. But, you know, I try to keep myself occupied and be busy, stay around positive people, you know.
One thing I tell you is that's what you have to do as far as you being an individual, and that'll be for you to actually concern yourself with things that's going on. I mean, I want to tell y'all like this. Okay, you can have your wife, you can have kids, but if you ain't right, they ain't going to be right. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't right, they ain't going to be right. So you got to make sure yourself is right before you can make sure your kids is right, your wife is right, your girl is right, your business is right. You have to do it like that, bro. It's not selfish. You got to make sure that you got your goddamn self together before you could even think about doing something for anybody else.
You know what? I know how. Like I said, I know if you know, we keep a lot of stuff inside. And here's the thing, they don't come with no, it costs for a counselor. They want to charge you for therapists and counselors and shit like that. And they cut funding for mental health and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? So people just try to work stuff out on their own. And the human brain probably ain't meant to suppress all the stuff that we got to deal with. And if you don't smoke no weed, you ain't got no kind of outlet, you gonna snap.
But see,
you know,
the whole thing about it is we all of us got a problem somewhere.
Mm-hmm. We all schizophrenic, or how they say, bipolar. To a certain extent. Everybody gets more depressed. You know what I mean? Some people know how to control it. Right.
We all got all that shit. So the whole thing about you is if you know that you got it, you just have to learn how to control it. You know what I'm saying? We old enough to know that, okay, it's something fucked up in our head. But we always find a way to make that shit right. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. That's about trying to make yourself justifiable.
Yeah, well, you got to because motherfuckers know when they in a bad spot. Everybody know when they in a bad spot.
Everybody's afraid of judgment to talk about stuff. You know what I'm saying? Right. Everybody's afraid of that judgment or being a burden, I guess. I don't know what it is, but
I mean, you know, it's not. It couldn't be a burden. It couldn't be, you know, people that's not trying to say shit. Because if you don't say shit, that means you don't know shit. That means you can't get no help. And then the next thing you know, you go and blast yourself or get blasted.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, one thing I see with it is a lot of people, the problem is this, a lot of people go through life, and they go through life with situations that happen to them, that are dear to them. A lot of times people don't want you to know what's going on in their life, because it's so many people that when they find out what's going on in your life, they tend to talk about the situations in your life to other people to analyze it, to make it, you know what I'm saying, to get an inquiry of why does this person go through this. You know, it's more so of people wanting to know the curiosity of why people have those issues. And that's the problem that brings across a great point of people, you know, not understanding. And that's all it is. It's a basic case of misunderstanding and not paying attention to what is actually going on with that person per se, as I would say.
Well, every person got a whole different, you know, anything that's going on in their life. If it's any kind of instability in their motherfucking thought process or whatever, I don't give. I'm gonna tell y'all like this. Ain't nobody in this world don't have a problem. How about that?
That's the point that I was trying to make a while ago. Everyone won't confess that. A lot of people are so self-conscious to the fact that they don't want you to know that they have problems that they're dealing with, because they're afraid of how you would judge them for the problem that they have.
But well, see, if you're dealing with the right people, ain't nobody going to judge you by the something that you have that's wrong with you.
You know what they call survivor's guilt? That's a real thing right there, because it's like, damn, why didn't I see the signs? Like, did I call, you know what I'm saying? So
no, why he died and I didn't?
Yeah, if they was in an accident together, like, and that's part of,
survivor guilt,
or when... And like you said, if you close to somebody and they do something to hurt themselves, man, then it's like, okay, man, they was, you know, they struggling with some bills, but their pride was too high to ask to borrow a couple of dollars. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
but you have that right to compassion. You have that right to compassion. If it's somebody that you care about or you love or you know and you deal with all the time, if you sense that they're going through with it, you know, a lot of times they may not open up to you. You just have to recognize the signs. Look, he don't call me like he used to. We don't talk like we used to. We don't go out. We don't meet like we used to. You know, he's late on our appointments. Or she's late on our appointments. You know, however it may be. Was he or she?
But I'm going to tell y'all one thing. If you got something that's psychologically fucked up with you, call somebody. It's not up to motherfuckers to call and see how you doing. If they don't, everybody got to fuck around. Everybody got something that's fucked up. Everybody right now on this goddamn station, everybody that's walking this planet, something is fucked up with them somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Something is fucked up with them. And the best thing to do,
you call it a chemical imbalance.
The best thing to do is talk to somebody about what's fucking you up right now. And it ain't up to nobody to fuck around and try to call you and see if you good. If you got something fucked up, you call and tell a motherfucker, I'm going through this.
Let me pose this question. Do you think that they have to be a trained therapist? This is a serious question now.
Okay.
Because
you know what?
These licensed therapists can't apply what they learn in no book to hood circumstances, the trauma and the grief that somebody feel in the hood.
Okay.
You can't relate to that
now,
shit.
Let me answer this one. Because my ex is a psychic. She deal with the mental health. Now, I went to therapy. You get what I'm saying? When I was a kid, because I wanted to do what the fuck I wanted to do when I wanted to. And couldn't nobody tell me shit. But I love going to the therapist. They don't tell you shit. They just there to listen.
They can't do anything
which you already can do to help yourself.
Most of the goddamn therapists become therapists because they're going to be a therapist because of what they went through in their life.
It's helping them heal.
It's helping them heal.
You got the right to compassion, like you said, but as far as survivor's guilt, we really can't beat ourselves up for that, you know, because we can do whatever we can, but things are going to happen the way it's going to happen. Like, it's only one God. So, you know, you allow to grieve and take your time
but
don't blame yourself.
But to give you the answer to your question, anybody can be a therapist. Long as you sit there and listen, and they can get it out, and they feel better, and it's off their chest. You know what I mean? So you don't need no degree to help somebody.
Most motherfucking divorce therapy motherfuckers, they sit up there and try to tell you how you can fix your marriage, and then you gonna say, you ask them how many times you've been married. They go, six. How long?
But not even that. But you got to sit there and tell them, are you there with us day in and day out? Do you see what we go through? Do you know? So all you doing is looking in the window trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah,
you're like window shopping.
If somebody trying to sell me a Cadillac and they driving a Kia, then hell, how can they tell me a Cadillac is a car for me?
Right.
That's what I'm
saying. That's it.
I want to see how your life is. I've been in the same relationship for 32 years. You know what I'm saying?
You can't judge another person, and you can't give me no advice about anything I've been married once. So if I go to a marriage counselor and they've been motherfucking married 6 times, you really can't help me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I've been down that road twice. And they both with
so
the
you. Season. But see, it's like them motherfuckers, we in the wrong fucking business. We in the wrong business. We need to be giving people advice about, you know, relationships or marriages or cars or whatever the fuck it is, because...
Okay, I'm really glad we on that topic, because let me ask you guys this. If you had a child, and your child, no matter male or female, and they gay, would you put them out and stop loving them because of what they're doing? Or is that still doing your child no matter what?
I'm going to be nigga my son. Well, thank God. But
what are they doing to get put out is the question.
Just strictly because they're gay?
Because they're gay
because
and
of
they
what?
Can't listen.
because their son is gay and they're listening to outside motherfuckers that didn't have no motherfucking goddamn influence about what the fuck goes on. Period.
Are you serious? Now that's bullshit. That's why I said depend on what they're doing, because, you know, of course, if you're stealing or something like that, that's different. I would have to help you from the outside, like the pastor say, you know what I mean? But for something like that, no, that's crazy.
And then it's over. Hey, put him out on his birthday and left.
No, that's no.
Well, you know who I'm talking about, Trek.
I know. Hey, look, I'm trying. I'm gonna be way biased about it. And my son told me he was gay. That's my motherfucking nigga. You know what I'm saying? I just don't want to see that around me. If you brought your boyfriend over here, I want y'all seeing each other laughs and kissing and. I don't want that. I'm not down with that. Because no matter what, nigga, I got two daughters. And then my daughters came in my studio and they had their dudes. I don't want them motherfuckers sitting up there kissing in my motherfucking studio.
None of them.
So, no matter what it is, I would respect my kids, because that's just exactly if my girls found out that they wanted to be lesbian, let them be that. If my son wanted to be gay, that would be a tough pill to swallow, but what the fuck?
Right.
You like getting fucked in the ass, that's up to you.
Stop lying.
You can't get no real in that.
Yeah, because daddy ain't gonna do it. I be scared to wipe my ass. I don't be like, hold on.
Can't handle a hemorrhoid. You know that shit ain't gonna go
down. Oh, nigga, okay. Nigga, so I ain't gonna let nobody swipe go up in my goddamn joint, bro. But if he was gay, nigga, that's up to him.
Yeah, but I ain't doing no colon cancer.
Mm-mm.
I ain't doing no colon tests, none of that. Nigga, my shit says actually no answer.
No, you got to do that now. I got to argue with you.
I know I got to do it, nigga. I'm 53.
I got to go for my third one.
I got to go again. But y'all got to put me to sleep. I need you sleep as fuck.
Oh, they knock you out.
I need you to sleep like a motherfucker, man. No.
I need a witness to stay in here at all times that I trust.
Right. Yeah, I don't want nobody taking advantage of me when I'm knocked out.
That part.
Be like, hey,
be like that dentist that was knocking the motherfucking females out and raping them.
Right.
What?
You didn't hear about that? Yeah, some years ago, he was out there, you know what I mean? They go in, he put them under, and then they wake up, and then they say, no, they're like, why are they all fucking, you know what I mean, feeling weird and shit?
Nigga, I'm telling you, I'm going to put it like this. Women know if somebody done ran up in them.
Hello?
You know what I mean?
And I think how he got caught, three of them end up pregnant or something like that.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so you can't just be, nah, men or women. You know, nigga.
Hell
you wake nah. up. If you wake up, nigga, if you was asleep and you wake up and your butt hole ain't feeling right,
Nigga, I'm gonna be mad than a motherfucker. I know y'all had to do this, but I don't know.
That's a bullshit.
And this was last year. A guy went in there to get his colon exam, ended up getting an erection and busted a nut and shot and killed the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good.
I remember that.
I'm like, wait a minute.
Because he was confused. He had never, he don't know. If you ever studied the anatomy of the body, not just male, female, male and female, if you study the anatomy and get to learn the body of humans, how we reproduce and our spots and all that shit they tell about G-spot and all of that bullshit, the shit is real. You just got to know where that spot is. If you know that shit, that makes you a dangerous sexual partner.
Well,
but all of them is different. Everybody's body is different. Everybody's spot is different.
Yep.
Everybody's body is different. But the evolution of stimulation is always the same.
I'm gonna tell you one thing. Stimulation ain't gonna be nowhere by my asshole.
Nah, amen. We ain't going back there, but I'm just saying.
Well, I'm not going back there. Fuck all that. There ain't no stimulizer. I'm
gonna ask you a question. Scratch, have you had a colonoscopy yet?
Nope.
Okay.
Have you?
Has anyone on this panel ever had a colonoscopy?
Hell no.
Okay, I didn't mean that. But I just wanted, it was an inquiry. Because some of these people don't know what a colonoscopy is.
I had two.
A colonoscopy is no more than a bowel cleansing. That's no more than a bowel cleansing. That is all it is, a bowel cleansing.
Not, well, they go with the they go with the camera. They go in there with the camera.
Why
you can't ultrasound my butt cheeks and see?
That's all it is. Man, all that fucking.
It ain't no shortcut around it, y'all. That's medicine. I mean, just think, even to do a prostate check, that's the worst violation a man could ever have. But would you rather them say, well, damn, you know, we could have saved you if you came in.
I'm dead.
Weeks, you know what I'm saying?
I'm
damn,
dead.
Well, hell.
I'm dead already.
He didn't want to get his ass checked, so he checked out.
It ain't
prison rape. You know what I'm saying? Come on,
it's doctor rape.
I tell
him. It's a doctor rape. You whatever. Camera.
Look, I got raped by the doctor.
Yeah, but boy, that's the problem. Like,
pressure. Oh no.
We too macho. Oh. We be too macho to even go to the doctor for anything.
We too macho.
It ain't macho. It's like, niggas, your ass is...
It's boundaries. It's boundaries.
Masculine.
I didn't want to play baseball because I didn't want the coach or the doctor playing with my damn nut. I thought that was just weird as a kid. I'm like, man, hell.
Man,
like,
I want to be a catcher.
You gotta do what? And then as you get older, you're like, that's stupid. You just checking for
The Buck said the motherfucker that
what you call it?
They look testicular cancer and hernia and shit. They be like, oh, everything is good. So it'd be like, cuz you looking at my phone what?
Yeah, you have to do that. They gotta, you know. So it's like, man, I'm looking back. If I would have got over that fear, I probably could have went pro playing baseball or some shit. But I wasn't thinking about that back then. I was just like, you know,
like I'm trying to protect my nut.
Yeah, like, I said, y'all ain't got no woman doctor or woman coach, man. Back there.
Niggas like grab your balls, cough 2 times. I'm like, man, how many goddamn balls you really had in your hand?
Nigga, how many balls have you looked at in your lifetime?
Regular health and mental health, we just gotta take it serious, y'all.
I just like 100,000 balls in my lifetime.
And they went softball to baseball.
Man, get the fuck out of here. Man, you can't get close to my asshole. I'm gonna be dead as fuck. I'm telling you, I'm not. I'm not. You're not going by my ass. You ain't going by my ass. I can't do it. I don't know why. I'm just...
I don't even like my girl touching my ass, nigga. So...
Yeah. Oh, baby, you like that? Get your hands off of that.
Hell, you let them give you that morphine in your body, goddamn it. You gonna get that damn enema. Your ass gonna be fucked up.
A morphine or enema?
Well, you ass and pleading. Trust me.
I'm gonna tell you.
You can act loosely or you can get it in your boosty.
They gonna have to knock me the fuck out. Every time he got on the airplane, they had to knock that nigga out.
Yeah.
I be like, okay. If you get ready to go somewhere close to my ass, first of all, I gotta have a homie or something in there.
At least I gotta have a homie in there.
Hey, Scratch, they had me in ICU for 9 days. And they had me on that morphine shit. I drunk a 64-ounce of goddamn magnesium citrate, then had to get an enema.
Oh, boy.
I locked you up.
Put
oh, boy.
Key to...
You locked up like Akon.
You got to put
me down. You must have been full of beef, man.
Ain't nobody getting ready to put nothing in my ass unless I'm sleeping. And I got to be way gone.
We're not gonna let you say that on the radio no more. Ain't nobody gonna put nothing in your ass unless I'm asleep. No, that is not a reason.
I say what the,
my ass,
I what the fuck I want you on this radio station.
Hey, Scratch, you get that vein in the middle of your forehead when you trying to go use the bathroom. They gonna put one in there.
What you say? Does it take too long to pee?
So you gonna have an aneurysm like Dr. Dre?
Hey, I love y'all to death. I'm about to be a dead motherfucker because I am not giving to let nobody.
Excuse me, sir. We have to get inserted into your anal.
Apple juice and ice cream sandwiches.
I will be a pity motherfucker, but I'm not.
This is ice cream sandwich and Jell-O.
Why they can't navigate from like the nose or the throat or something down through your belly and shit down there? Why you gotta come up the ass? Doctor was like, "Yeah, we gonna come up with the
ass." Why can't you just take a fucking picture and see what the fuck is going on? Why you gotta go with a nigga butt? That's all I'm talking about, cuz. I'm not. I ain't with it, bro. I love y'all, but I'm about to die because ain't nobody doing nothing to my butt at all. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Them motherfuckers, they gonna have to put me to sleep, take me to the place, and then do it. That's the only way it's gonna happen. I ain't going volunteering.
Hey, wake up, still in bed. Wonder why you're
Hey, Adam.
Here.
My boy
I ain't going. Fuck that. Call me what you want to. Them motherfuckers, they can find out a different way if I got something going on down by my butt versus running cameras or putting fingers. No. You got me fucked up. Technology is too good for a motherfucker to put something up your ass.
Matter of fact, why they can't use like the machine at the airport when it scans your body and see everything?
That's what I'm talking about. They got life and bullshit fucked up. You are not gonna put no goddamn finger, a camera, or whatever, any kind of anal probe ass shit y'all trying to do. It ain't happening. I'm sorry.
I
love life like a motherfucker. But that's not right. You can't. Ain't no probes, nigga. That's for aliens, nigga. When the aliens come down, nigga, that ain't no probe. You know what I'm saying? Oh, that is, ain't no probe. Nigga, niggas on Earth ain't supposed to be anal probing no goddamn body.
At all.
We were
not being put on this earth to be anal probed.
I don't know, man. It is what it is. I ain't fucking with it, but I'm not.
Gave you a prober. You're a man. Use your prober.
Y'all just fucked me up with that whole conversation. That was a fucked up conversation. I don't know where this shit came from. But I'm over it. I'm over that shit. Man, I'm getting it.
All right.
I'm still on my whole...
And next in today's news.
Well, y'all better remember. Apple juice and ice cream sandwiches. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Hey,
that's shitty shit right there.
Apple juice and ice cream sandwiches.
Apple juice.
You don't want to go to the hospital.
apple juice is going to make you shit like a motherfucker.
Along with ice cream sandwiches. Hell of a combination.
Nah, you got to eat them up.
You need to make the booty squirt.
You won't be going to the hospital then.
Hold on. I got to go back to the bathroom.
Now you be like, ooh, excuse me, I gotta go back to the living room. I gotta go back to the living room.
That apple juice, nigga, if you drink too much of that apple juice, that shit make it seem like you pissing. You gonna sit on that
moment.
Yeah, make
you
like,
think you sick.
Hell yeah.
Man, you got straight old ass juice, man. That's ass juice. Yeah, this motherfucker. I ain't got that apple juice thing in it. It come out ass juice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I be thinking that your ass is really sick, too, and that be what it is, too. Some people get to drink
real
juice instead of drinking water.
Hey, the fucking, grape juice is doing the same fucking thing.
Right.
Apple juice and
mm-hmm.
grape juice. If you really didn't eat that, nigga, you gonna be in that motherfucker like nigga, you gonna be, you had a rug like, nigga. Oh my god, that shit is horrible. I hate having a rug. I don't know about y'all. I mean, everybody must hate having a rug, but damn. You know, I drink a whole lot of beer, so, you know, sometimes I go to the bathroom and I be running like a motherfucker, but if you get that apple juice, and that grape juice, oh, yeah. Get ready for a shitty time.
Orange juice,
I go to the bathroom and drink orange juice. Man, I drink a gag of orange juice. That shit don't be fucking.
Oh, I'm allergic to orange juice.
Orange
yeah.
juice and cherry.
Man, all them other motherfucking juices, I'll be fucking with them. Man, the apple juice, that grape juice, the only thing is fucked up. That shit make you shit. For real, for real. They be like, fuck. Nigga, they had the apple juice in a can. Nigga, I took the whole can and took that motherfucker down. Nigga, I was sitting for like 3 days, man. For real. I was sitting for like 3 days. Then I got the...
Your phone breaking up.
Y'all want to get y'all shit on, get some apple juice or some grape juice.
Bet not.
I'm not fucking with it. Because I don't like shitting too much. True F Radio, man. Talking about some shit to make you shit. But anyway, give us a call, 323-642-5097. You know, and press 1 and talk. And y'all, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Smoking a cig, you dig?
Papa,
I'm a substance.
Woo.
Yes, I'm back on the same flow that slap a hoe. Sit her down and make her love it.
Nah,
my flow different, my peak bigger. But y'all rather buy that water than some so by the mother niggas. A reason why I never kicked it with lames. I hang with rebels that can show my tooth and pimperal game. And I learned to never disclose a bitch is my move. Cause when I do you voodoo bitch, now I'm looking like you. Shit, tired, the bitch, hopeless. What's one thing you turn but never turn your back on? She said, oh, I said I trick focus. She want me losing. Bitch, I thought I told you that. She said I'm about to. I fed it, why you waiting? Bitch, get to it.
Bitch,
so distracted, her mind gone. Thinking her uncle used to take it. Bitch, thoughts in a different time zone. Probably should let her go. Cause I'm into making moves, not wasting time. Better know, ho. Shit,
bye. pop a piece, shit, I gotta get it. And I only fuck with bitches getting real chips. You with Savvy's good hands, it's a real privilege. And it strolls around the country on some real missions. Shit, pop a piece, shit, I gotta get it. And I only fuck with pimps getting real chicken. She with Savvy's good hands, it's a real privilege. And it strolls around the country on some real missions. Shit.
What you getting, man? A bitch that's broke, disrespectful, complaining about your shit, never staying in her lane? Shit, not me. I turned our daughter slave, born a game and shit. That's how the fuck I got free. I took L's trying to train the bitch. She says, you think you got your thing on a string and shit? Nigga, who the fuck you thought you was? Shit, I'm Savvy Rice like a hoes in a raft boat down an Oxnard during a flash flood, bitch. Don't fix your lips to talk to me like that again, or I'll slap you. I ain't a trick on one of your monkey, my friends. And the baby that fag off, never listen to paying attention to pippin' to see why hard heads make a ass off. Ooh, proof, nigga. And motherfucker lost some turns, you gon' make me spill jack on this $200 suit, nigga.
Who played as far as I can see? Savvy P-I-M-P-I-N-C. I got pussy, I got head, I got bitches in the bed. Slapping hoes, slamming doors, and my Cadillac on Vogue. I be pimping, man.
Yeah.
I be pimping, man. If they mad, tell them.
California for the best marijuana, and I came from the south side, had to take it to the west side. Been a part in LA from H-Town to the Bay. Pretty bitches single weed, so you know a nigga straight that thing.
Yeah, see I'm out in LA, going up from Eddie Purple, cause you're great. Yeah, I did my weed in that perk got me choked up, coughing till it hurt. Weed stronger than punch, you straight up out the dirt.
Trojans for your bitch like USC. See, comma, I'm all about the USD. Why your bitch got you tripping like LSD? Deliver D to these hoes like USP. Kelly bitch feeling me, she know she getting USE. Take a ZLE and kick her out like UFC. I done touched down in Cali, I ain't seen a KFC. I get bills like I'm in the fucking AFC. Life for all movies, I'm bad business, the AMC. Crash the C-class Benz, now I want the AMG. Drunk in Utopia, I'm laid out in the B&B. April gone, now we back like we MMG. White bitches sniff dick like PCP. Cause I'm down when I'm thumping. Take a trip from Inglewood all the way to Compton.
I came to California for the best marijuana, and I came from the south side, had a ticket to the west side. Been a part in LA from H-Town to the Bay. Pretty bitches single weed, so you know a nigga straight flexing. I just bought King OG's, so you know I'm stoned up. Freaky bitches, it's time to turn up. I just bought King OG's, so you know I'm stoned up. Freaky bitches, it's time to turn up.
Yeah, 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 I got it, I got it. That's cool right there. A level straight. Yeah. Nah, man, you know, I'm just trying to make it right. Be well, you know, if I fall off somewhere, just, you know. Yeah, you can stop me, that's cool. Here we go. Check this out.
Who am I, the king, riding tracks like the Metro? Holding tight, won't let go. This is what you waiting for. Scratch the incredible. West Coast, L straight. Who's the best? True West. No more, no less. Bow to your superior and massacre the mass
around for many years, that's what's up, G. Power move, pro tools, old school, killing it. Dubs hot in the air, cause I know y'all feeling it. Rolling with BBs, up in garbage MCs. There's a whole lot of these, spreading like a bad disease. I got a cure for that, and it's that Rilla, King Scratch, True West, and that West Coast Thriller.
True West is the best, West Coast Thriller. West Coast Thriller, West Coast Thriller. True West is the best, West Coast Thriller. West Coast Thriller, West Coast Thriller. True West is the best, West Coast Thriller. West Coast Thriller, West Coast Thriller. True West is the best, West Coast Thriller. West Coast Thriller, West Coast Thriller.
Boss, play your game, it ain't no thing we bout to. All about making fat joints like a Kanko. Slow, smoke rapidly, it's my habit be killing that swag real fast, we got it happening. Corner shit, yeah we on our Dion. We gon' be here for eons on our cool like Freon. West Coast grilling, itching for the digits. Longer than extensions, do it for the world. Do it for my city, seeing them getting depressed the way we live it. Y'all need a witness, running it like fitness. It was so real, y'all fake like dentures. We what the offense is, don't get defensive. This and we at your front yard like fences. Listen to visions on that Milma. Ill Gates, King Scratch, West Coast Thriller.
True West is the best, West Coast Thriller.
West Coast in with my homies. Then we can stop until the wheels fell off.
till I get that money, then I'm gone, gone.
South Central to Serbia, West Coast swagged out. Got a lot of homies that's red and blue ragged out. Bring your goes hard in a whole nother land. No color line, Serbian and American. Two different worlds mixed up into one. First out of many, of course we not done. Put one in the air and pop the bottle on the brew. True West collaboration with the Green York crew. Yo, Gage, Limmy, G, Tula, and King Swizzy. The homie on the track, Limon getting busy. True West for you, Zigzag and Barney Loke. Mr. Cass, R.I.P. I love you, that's from me. G.Y.K. All day, King Scratch. All day, they looking our way, no matter where we stay. Say West two times, then push your middle finger. That's what happens when you know you're making bangers.
Coasting, also known for the three-wheel motion. Honey spoke rolling off the XO with this O that I'm toking. Boss of the weed, y'all need a promotion. Hats on, eyes blown. Got hoes melting like an ice cream cone. We West prone, take on anyone that you may know. Cause we known to keep it hood like a raincoat. Insane flow, GYK, they killing them lame-os. Westside ride, big ass, but new bow. On the block like I focus. It's on new posts, looking through my lows, count a couple notes. Know we bout it, so we wildin' for the dough. If it get too crowded, then it's violence in your home. So go and act tough if you want to. Serbia to California, we run up on ya.
Yeah. True West Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Starting them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah. Hip-hop. Hip-hop.
The hip hop list.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip hop is right here.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
True West Radio. You know, since that, you know, West Coast Wednesday type of thing going on, you know what I'm saying? A lot of motherfuckers don't know about, you know that. You know what I'm saying? And nigga, if you think you're dead, you ain't gonna die. I'm just saying. Shit. Everybody is on some other shit, you know what I mean? Sweet Beezy. 86. Everybody be on this other bullshit, man. I don't know why. You got same people doing stupid shit. You got stupid shit. People just doing stupid shit. Man, there's so many motherfuckers that have been posted over the last few days out here in Cali. That shit is crazy. Motherfuckers fuck around and they losing their job. Motherfuckers losing their job. they losing something that's in their life, and these motherfuckers out here, they busting like a motherfucker. They be like, all right. Y'all motherfuckers want to sit up here and be in this goddamn fire station? I'm going home, I'm getting my burner, I'm coming back, and I'm about to wet. Motherfucker. What makes motherfuckers do that? I know what it is. Because these motherfuckers sit up there and they commit their fucking lives not only for the fucking fire station that they work for, not only the police station that they work for, motherfuckers get mad, bro. Can't nobody on this motherfucker come up with a solution that said it was some kind of way you could kill a motherfucker, you wouldn't take that chance. If you say, damn, well, I can kill this nigga and not get caught. It's about three or four motherfuckers I want dead like a motherfucker. I'm just saying. So can't nobody on this motherfucking station say if they had a free kill, they wouldn't take it. Right or wrong?
I would have to think twice about it. I would rather make them suffer than to just take them out like that. You gotta suffer.
Yeah, you might be right. I'm going to just see a nigga just suffering, like, okay, I give up. Nah, nigga, this is going to be straight death. I'm going to work. Nah, I ain't trying to be morbid or nothing like that, but it's a whole lot of motherfuckers in this world that they should just be. Put the motherfuckers out there, let the motherfuckers shoot them. Put the goddamn out here in L.A., bro. It was just, it's the mama and the little kid. The little kid, the mama was taking the kid to his kindergarten. You know, now everything is starting to open up. So she was trying to get out this one lane, and the motherfucker, like, low-key cut her off. The motherfucker, the dude in the car, shot at her car. A bullet went through the back and hit the little boy.
Damn.
And the little boy was like, mommy, my stomach hurts.
Damn.
And right in the stomach, she was like, oh, all right, baby, whoop. This motherfucker, some bro-raised motherfucker shot through the car and killed this little boy. And it went, the reward went from like $25,000. Now, this morning when I watched the news, that shit was like $400,000. I swear. My nigga, man, you killed that little boy. I'm like, nigga, I know where he at. That nigga around the block.
Yeah, that them the type of niggas I ride on. Most definitely. We doing something to children.
This.
You gotta go.
Children, man, come on, bro.
I don't like women. People doing violence to children.
Old folks and women. You want to, goddamn it, but I'm giving the bossy a children, old getting fucked up in public. I'm coming.
Well, God for you. Hey, Scotty, can I ask you a question? Stretch. Have you played Can't Get It For Me tonight?
Huh?
Have you played Can't Get It tonight? Break Bread?
I don't know. Well, Break Bread, well, we could probably play it because this shit about to cut off. True West Radio, we love y'all. Y'all hang up, y'all go. If y'all don't hang up, we here.
That much shit, I'd like to hear that one time. If you don't mind. Sweet Pea.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
That was me. I was calling the phone.
I mean,
you blinking the lights and shit. I was calling the phone. I'm
going to
talk right here for a second.
You
fool.
You fool.
It's going to be a girl, man.
Man,
congratulations.
That nigga about to be putting time out. Oh, shit. Yeah, this is over. It's almost over, nigga. That's when you can put your pajamas on after this shit. Well, shit. You say Break Bread. Hold on. Let me see. We own this motherfucker up. Play Break Bread. Yeah. Alright, here we go. I'm about to play Break Bread right now.
Break Bread, you can't get it from me. 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 Hold your breath till you blew in the face. Just in case, you forget to stay in your place. One time he used to fuck with the best, and that's me. The old man can't rock, nigga watch and see. I say we, not I. I don't want the whole thing, I just want my share of the pie. Look to y'all greedy as hell, won't pay for shit, and want a free beat as well. No, it's all over, no, it's a wrap. Yeah, my West Coast not caught up in the trap. Yeah, my shit slapping like a wall. We got shit locked down, strike three, penitentiary wall. For the homies, I'm down for the cause, and that's real. Put your chips on the table, and we could always deal. They say the best things in life for free. Break Bread, or you get nothing from me, nigga. Break Bread, or you can't get it from me. Break Bread, or you can't get it from me. Break Bread, or you can't get it from me. Break Bread, or you can't get it from me. Break Bread, or you can't get it from me. Break Bread, or you can't get it from me. Break Bread, or you can't get it from me. Break Bread, or you can't get it from me. Who got the power? Who say they the man? Who say that they cool, but they can't keep a fan? Never had a chance, so they never had a hit. Don't know the beat, so they can't tell me shit. One man band, one stop shop. Fish out of water, watch the ass flop. Standing on the top, looking down at you haters. I'm saying goodbye, don't see you later. Wanna make breakfast, but don't have the skill. Slow wall effect, rolling fast downhill. Fuck how you feel, your competition is none. Before you got started, you was done. That's what you say. I do this shit to make ends meet. Not to play when I drive up and down the street. Don't let the niggas do your shit for free. Break Bread, or you get nothing from me. Break Bread, or you can't get it from me. Break Bread, or you can't get it from me. Break Bread, or you can't get it from me. Break Bread, or you can't get it from me. Break Bread, or you can't get it from me. Break Bread, or you can't get it from me. Break Bread, or you can't get it from me.
There's actually no comparison from what we did to what's going on now. There's no comparison, period. There was no internet. You had to sell units, and people had to buy your units for you to go platinum. Guess what? Platinum's about to be over. Gold is about to be over because of what's going on today. That's the difference between now and then. There's no more platinum, y'all. Just letting y'all know, platinum is over. So if you ever think about going, you never go platinum. That's real spit. Because
Nobody can keep up with the downloads.